Living beside a rock quarry is not typically considered desirable, and for the 20 or so years of its heaviest operations, the Pickard Quarry, as it's now known, was probably not the best of neighbors. But these days, after many decades being left alone, the old stone quarry is a renaturalized gem, located between York and Charlotte Streets, just on the far side of Salem, in Sackville. Richard Elliott has been a neighbor of the Pickard Quarry since moving to Sackville in the 1990s, and he knows more than most the value of this pocket of wilderness in the middle of residential Sackville.
We've always considered it part of our backyard because we live on Sodden Street, just on the other side. Our son walked to Salem School through the quarry every day and back and learned to like wildlife. He saw an otter in here one time, though that was pretty cool. So I've been here that long with Kate, my wife, and we've also had lots of interaction with other people who use it. So it's not just us. Lots of people think of it as their private backyard.
Elliott has spent days working on cutting and pruning the trails in and around the quarry to keep them accessible for hikers. And now he is heading up an effort to make some slightly more impactful trail improvements with backing from the Tantramar Outdoor Club, Southeast Regional Service Commission, and hopefully Tantramar Council. Elliott is hoping that Council will choose to fund some improvements to make the quarry trail safer and a bit more accessible. He's working with Regional Trails Coordinator for Plan 360, Mark Legere, on how to best do that.
Well, he and I are developing a conceptual plan right now, and we're going to implement that with the town, who's going to fund the work. Mark's going to provide a lot of the expertise, and the manpower will come from Tantramar Outdoor Club, and the expertise also from Chignecto Naturalists, who are our local naturalist club, and they're very interested, and they're going to provide manpower and expertise about how to interpret the wildlife and natural history here. And the Tantramar Heritage Trust, which is our local historical society, is very interested in the idea of interpreting what happened here from a cultural and industrial history point of view. So we'll be putting in explanatory interpretive signs, just a few of them around, showing where the rock was taken out. There are some big blocks of sandstone in there that they'll talk about how they were quarried and how they're taken out. And so it'll be easy enough for someone to just come in here on their own and have a quiet day relaxing, or to learn something about wildlife or cultural history. And so the partnership of those three NGOs and the town and the local commission, I think, is making it all come together to something that really should work and should be really a good asset for the town.
The idea to formalize the quarry land and trails into a park has been floated for decades, but the possibility became more realistic last year when the town of Sackville formally acquired the land from its previous owner, Mount Allison University. Mount A purchased the quarry from the Sackville Freestone Company in the 1930s, when the operation had pretty much petered out. Sackville's purchase was strategic. After a water control structure was installed at the outlet of the ponds this summer, they will now serve to store water during heavy rain events when tides won't allow quick drainage of the town's fresh water supply. In the decades that Mount Allison owned it, people in Sackville had explored the quarry, and it was known as a meeting spot for young people. These days, it's not necessarily a romantic hotspot, but there's still plenty of evidence of life.
It looks kind of quiet today. There's not much here in the way of wildlife right now. I saw three mallard ducks on the way over. But I've seen, Kate, my wife, and I and others have been making lists of the birds and mammals we've seen in here. I think we're up to 17 species of mammals we've either seen or seen tracks of. I saw a beaver here once. We see otter sign almost every time we're in here, all through the winter. Muskrats, rabbits, deer. Peter Manchester once saw a moose coming out of this area, crossing over towards the graveyard. So there's a lot going on in this little pocket, which is actually right in the middle of a residential area in Sackville.
So do you think people will use it as a transportation corridor as well as just going for a nice hike?
I think so. But, I mean, if you've got to walk downtown from here, from my end of town, it's much nicer to go through the quarry than it is to walk down one of the roads. And so we're hoping that that is what happens. So we're hoping that it's used for a whole bunch of things. Like right now, I found people in here doing all sorts of different things. Walking through and just having a nice look is one thing. Coming in and sitting down, having a beer or a smoke is another thing. It's traditionally been a hangout for students from the high school and from Mount Allison. So a lot of things have happened here because it's so close to both of those things and isolated. So it's known as a hangout. But I found a woman who lives on the south side in one of the retirement homes who would pick up her mail and come in here and sit beside the quarry and read her mail and then go back. I found another woman who came in here to paint. She would just like the scenery and she would paint. And there have been students from Maui coming in, poking around in the water looking for pond life. So all sorts of things go on here, most of them really taking advantage of the things that this place offers. So yeah, it's already used quite a bit, and I think it'll be used a lot more. And you know, I've encouraged people who live on that side to go to university through the trails.
Did you say you skated? You skate on this pond?
Yeah.
And you still do that?
Still do.
Yeah. Yeah. Swimming?
We've swum, but it's not great for swimming, so people don't do a lot of swimming here. But yeah, quite a few of the local families come down here to skate. When our kids were young, we left hockey nets and plows down here and just came down and opened it up every winter. And we still do that. We bring our shovels down. And there are times when it's nice to skate on Silver Lake or the Waterfowl Park, but this, because it's sheltered from the winds, see, you can hear the wind in the trees right now, but there's no wind down here. It's like, it's just amazing that it just goes across the top. So on a sunny afternoon like this, on a cold day with wind somewhere else but not here, it's a fantastic place to skate. So we clear rings and we clear trails, and sometimes you don't have to clear anything. If the ice is good, you can just skate everywhere.
That's Richard Elliott walking through and talking about the Pickard Quarry lands, now owned by the town of Tanchamar, accessible from the end of Quarry Lane off Salem Street. At the height of its success in the first decade of the 20th century, the Sackville Freestone Company hauled out 800 tons of stone per day from the quarry. It's easy to forget, as you walk down to the quarry ponds, that the whole area was once filled with earth and red sandstone that was blasted out and hauled away. The area was a farm field when Charles Pickard first noticed outcroppings of valuable sandstone.
The land would have been probably about 20 feet above us now. It would have been at the top up there. You can see the rise. It's not actually a rise. We're just down below that. So that would have been where the top of the land would have come up. It's hard to imagine, but it would have been.
All this was dug out since.
Dug out and.
Since the 1880s
and exploded. Yeah.
80s or 90s.
Yeah. So at least 60 feet, which is, what's that, two or three houses in height. Two houses, probably. And yet now it looks natural. Ducks use it, otters use it, raccoons use it. All sorts of, this area here is used by raccoons and skunks for denning in the winter. Whenever you come by here in the winter, you get a little poof of skunk. And birds are here all the time. The turkey vultures have started roosting in here in the evening. Great blue herons. Canada geese tried to nest here 1 year. Pintail ducks. I've got a long, long list of birds that I've seen in here. And a lot of our winter birds come in here for the same reasons that we do, because it's sheltered in the winter, and so things like crossbills and Bohemian waxwings and chickadees and cardinals and things are here as well.
It's easy to think while walking the quarry trails that you've discovered something secret or unknown.
Well, that's the interesting thing I find, that a lot of people think this is theirs. I think it's mine, but a lot of people have the same idea.
As if on cue, while Elliot energetically clips back the invasive multiflora rose that plagues the trails, another voice calls out.
I'm for work here, taking a break from work, and just, I'd like to come here.
Yeah.
See, there's another example. I've just been telling you that people do that here.
It's a Mount Allison physics professor taking a midday break.
Ralph Bruning, I'm a professor in physics. And once in a while, when work gets a little bit too much or I need a little break, I love to come here and walk around. My office is in the Dunn building, so that's quite close, actually. I'm here probably literally 300 meters from my desk. So I really like this place, and it's, I guess, has probably some interesting wildlife and biology going on here. I guess old quarries are known for that.
So, I mean, I guess it's fair to say this contributes to your quality of life?
Yeah, it's a great break close by and a little bit wild, which is nice.
Elliot is hoping that the trails will stay as wild as possible. He's not planning for major interventions, but rather strategically placed benches, rails, and hopefully a bridge overlooking Bulmer Creek as it spills into the quarry ponds.
My job is going to be to control people from trying to do too much. But everybody I've talked to who lives here really wants to have it very low impact. And sort of trails like what we're walking along here, it doesn't have to be changed at all. It's safe to walk on. It's comfortable, it's wide enough. But there are some people in the outdoor club who like to put gravel everywhere and widen things, and so we can say, this is really low impact, natural. Mm-hmm. And that's the consensus of everybody who I've spoken to so far.
I guess the trade-off is there's, you know, a limit of accessibility, but yeah. On the other hand, I guess there's what the time investment of maintaining it, and also the impact on the natural area.
And part of the problem is that accessibility is challenging anyway, just because of the ups and downs and the rugged terrain. So that road trail we just walked on, I mean, people could probably walk out and get to the bridge quite easily without any difficulty. So that's a sort of a medium access kind of place for most people. We're hoping on the other side there's a place where we might put in a boardwalk of some kind and a look-off platform off Pickard Place, where people who are really limited in their access could still get to it. So we're trying to make sure that everybody can get into at least a portion of this. But we're not going to try to make all these kinds of trails multi-use or multi-access, because it would be a huge task and would sort of work against the idea of having it maintained as a natural place. And a lot of the people who use it now really relish in the thought that it's a quiet, comfortable, wild kind of place that they can get to. And if we can do that safely for everybody, as well as having places that everybody can get to, not just people who are completely fit, then that would be good too.
In order to see his plan come to fruition, Elliot is counting on some financial commitment from the town of Tantramar. In budgets past, there have been funds allocated for trail developments, and Elliot says he believes town staff are including requests for the quarry project in their upcoming budget proposal, which will be presented this Wednesday to town council.